Thank you for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on yet another win. And can you just talk us through your run?
Yeah, we had a really, really good Busch Light Ford Mustang tonight. I got it a little dinged up with 50 or 60 laps to go. I knocked a hole in the nose and, made it a little too tight through the center of the corner, but turned into a heck of a race. In and out of traffic there with Kyle. He got me once pinned up there in traffic, and then hold the lead there till the end. So just really proud of everybody for everything that they've done all year, and just continuing to fight. And there's not many races that you can win or like winning here at the Bristol Night Race. So that was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, we're going to open up the floor here for questions for Kevin. If you have one, please raise your hand or send me a chat, and we will kick things off with Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead, Jordan.
Kevin, it seems like you guys maybe separated yourselves a little bit from Hamlin. You guys were, kind of 1A, 1B through much of the regular season. Do you feel like you've kind of separated yourself from them a little bit performance-wise?
I don't really know. I hadn't really paid attention. We're nose down, just trying to do what we do. I'd have to go back and find out all the things that happened. Look, that stuff can flip around and turn the other direction really quick. So, they all outran us. We struggled at Darlington and figured out, a great strategy and wound up, capitalizing on a late accident there. And tonight, probably had the best car. So, it's it can go either way. It's just those days that you don't have, a really good car, what happens and how you can rebound from that. And on the days you do have a good car and, hopefully finding victory lane. So it's it's been a battle some weeks, and some weeks it's been good, but we've been able to capitalize on the good weeks.
How do you feel going into round two? Everybody knows the Roval, Talladega, a lot of trepidation there. But you guys got a lot of bonus points. Are you feeling confident? Just nervous?
I'm not really nervous. I don't think we lack any confidence. I think as you look at every round, even this round, you had some. Every race can be a challenge, and that's how we approach it. We're confident that we can do what we need to do, and whether that's good enough, you don't know. And sometimes you have circumstances out of your control, or you do something wrong and screw something up. So you just never know. But, I think we all have a lot of faith in each other as team members. And we go week to week and just battle and see where we're at and go from there.
All right. We'll take our next question from Jeff Magliocchetti. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Kevin, congratulations on another win. Those last 60 laps, you navigated the lap traffic pretty well. What can you say he did guiding you through that lap traffic? How great was that to have on your side?
Yeah, I think that the best, Timmy was on it tonight. He just, he was one step ahead of me, and that really helps, because, you can't really see all the way out of the corner when you're entering the corner or headed to the center of the corner. You can't really tell. So him being one step ahead of me, so I know what to do when I get to the next corner as far as lower high lane, definitely puts us in a good spot. So he did a great job. The biggest turning point of the night was when we were coming to pit road, cars, beside me spun out and we stayed on the racetrack and without clipping a box or anything and put a bunch of them a lap down. So, that was definitely a big moment.
And, you've won now with fans in the stands, but tonight was another win with an even bigger crowd. We had 30,000 out there tonight. So how awesome.
That really started before the race. I hadn't been to too many races where I've been that jacked up getting in the race car. The fans were so enthusiastic tonight, and I don't know if we've just been away from them for that long, but you could feel the enthusiasm in the stadium tonight. And I think as I was getting in the car, I was wound up and just really, really ready to race. And then after the race, just the excitement that you could hear and the cheering from the crowd just made me excited. And I haven't felt that in a while. When you look at Bristol, it's always very enthusiastic, but tonight these people were so wound up. I think we're all tired of sitting at home and, you know, not really knowing what to do. But tonight they all let it loose, and that's that gave me a lot of excitement as well.
Got that right. Thanks, Kev. Good luck next round.
Yep.
All right, Kevin, I'm going to read you a question here from Abigail Brown. She is wondering, how do you feel about continuing your chase for the championship next week at Las Vegas Motor Speedway?
Yeah, you know, we just got to keep doing what we're doing. You know, I think, you know, as you look at Vegas, it's a low grip racetrack. You know, I think it's probably been, you know, some of our races that we've had most of our trouble at. But we've figured out a way to race well and strategize well and do what we need to do. So we're just going to go out there and battle. You know, we've got a whole new car going out there. So we'll just do what we've been doing every week and hopefully put ourselves in position to capitalize on some stage points and see where you are at the end, and hopefully do the same thing we did tonight and be up front and have a chance to win.
All right, we'll take our next question from Bob Hawkers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Kevin, how did you feel the traction compound? How much did it affect the race, and did it do what you expected?
I really liked the way that the track raced tonight, because you could really maneuver on the bottom. You know, I thought that the first two races were, you know, just way too bottom heavy as far as the racetrack went, and that top lane never came in. And tonight, you could race all over the racetrack, and you know, when you had a lap car high, you could shoot to the bottom, and when you had somebody low, you could shoot high. So you had a lot of options, and as a driver, that's really what you want.
And what do you think is the bigger impact of your win? Is it the 5 bonus points that you get, or keeping Kyle from getting 5 bonus points and him having to start kind of this next round in a hole?
I think the biggest thing is I get to keep this sword, so I'm more excited about that.
All right, we're going to take our next one.
If you wanted, Bob, I'll ship it to you.
No, you can. Okay. You can. It's yours. You earned it.
I'll ship it up there to New York if you want to.
No.
You want to check it out.
All right, we'll take our next one from Steven Toronto. Go ahead, Steven.
Kevin, in regards to lap traffic, Kyle wasn't happy with a couple of those cars. And if you look at it, the recurring lapped cars, there were a couple really toward the back of the field that were dozens and dozens and dozens of laps down. Since you've been around for almost 2 decades, have you ever seen this much of a disparity in terms of strength of field and competitive gap between those cars that are competing for wins and championships and those who are just basically
I would definitely suggest that you probably go back and watch some races from the 70s. 60s, 70s, 80s. There'll be a ton of cars a lap down. That's just
kind of the form of time. I'll do that.
All right, and we'll take our next question from Mitchell Brewer. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Kevin, a lot was made about the cushion that you had entering the playoffs, but you proved quickly that you didn't even need to worry about using the cushion, capturing 2 wins in this first round. How important is it for you to stay consistent throughout the playoffs like you did in this opening round?
Yeah, you know, I think for us, you just want to keep doing what you're doing, right? So you don't want to get out of rhythm. You don't want to start thinking about what could happen or what did happen. Just go and do what you do on a week-to-week basis. Climb in a car, drive it as hard as you can. The guys are, you know, going to put what they think is the best setup in the car for that particular week. And everybody wants to achieve the same goal. So nobody's trying to, you know, have a bad night or a slow car. I mean, everybody's coming to the racetrack trying to do everything that they can. But the thing I can tell you is, you know, when things aren't going 100% correctly on a race weekend, we got a great group of guys on pit road. We got a great group of guys, you know, back at home helping us and on the pit box and doing all the things that it takes to try to climb back in the race or strategize our way back in the race. So, you know, sometimes those weeks, and I think Darlington is a great example of that. We just kept ourselves in the race and wound up in a position that, you know, capitalizing on winning a race so that we weren't, you know, really in contention to win. So, you know, it's, you just want to stay in rhythm. It's kind of like basketball or football. And you look at the teams that get the first week by and then they go to the next week. And it always makes me wonder if you wouldn't just rather keep playing to stay in that rhythm, because I know for us staying in the rhythm and just thinking the same way that we have all year is the best way to do it for us.
All right, we'll take our next question from Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Kevin, a lot of people want to look at the second round and talk about all the potential pitfalls. You've always talked about looking just one race ahead of time. And I'm curious, how did you get that approach? How tough was it to kind of focus on in this playoff system where it can be easy to get wrapped up? And do you see other people getting wrapped up with, oh, you know, look at, here's Talladega, here's the Roval, here's all these bad things that can happen. I have to do more at Vegas type of thing.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, for us, it's you just don't want to read, you don't want to read anything that's happening in the sport. Honestly, you know, at this particular time of the year, you just want to keep your mind as clear as possible. You know, we've made a decision of how we want to think and what we want to, you know, talk about and pay attention to. And it's us, you know, I know that sounds selfish, but the thing that I can tell you is it's way less mentally exhausting than worrying about where you need to have a good race and where you need to have a bad race. It's how do we get the most out of this week? And, you know, once you start the race, it's okay, what do we need to do to our car? Are we good? Are we bad? Where do we need to work? And just try to be productive and proactive of thinking towards what we need to do next. So, you know, thinking, I don't have the capacity to think more than 1 week ahead anyway. So, and trying to overthink things just takes way too much space in my brain for me to function during the week.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Our next one for Kevin will come from Mark Garrow. Go ahead, Mark.
Thanks. Congratulations, Kevin. That was fun to watch you guys in the closing laps from up here. Nine wins. You're close to 10. I talked to you about this when you got to 8. A 10-win season is just unbelievable, and now you may be on the threshold of that. And I wonder how you feel about that, and how do you feel about this being maybe your greatest season ever at age 44?
Well, I love that it's, you know, in the conversation of being the greatest season ever, because you look at the sports gurus that don't know a lot about racing, they put these graphs up and talk about, you know, where your peak seasons are and where you're good, where you're bad. You know, where you're good is where you have, you know, the best results. And fortunately for me, they're coming right now. And I've been fortunate to be surrounded by a great group of people that you know, have, you know, the same commitment to doing the things that you know, I like to do, and that's race cars and try to do it at a very high level. So, you know, I'm just fortunate to be able to, you know, still be doing this for 20 years now and be successful. And, you know, it's, you know, we got to 9, so that's one step closer than we were at 8. So I don't know if we'll make it to 10, but, you know, we're going to keep trying to do the best we can every week. And it's just been an unbelievable year.
All right. We'll take our next question from Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Congrats, Kevin. You guys have enjoyed a lot of success under some very trying and difficult circumstances this season, but during the last couple months, you've also been doing it while Keelan has started his racing career. I just wondered how you felt, how you dealt with being operating under the circumstances of racing right now, while also trying to be race car driver dad.
Yeah, well, I think it's actually helped me, because a couple questions ago, you know, talking about, you know, this track and that track, it's actually made me not have time to pay attention to any of it. You know, it's pretty much been the go-kart stuff and family and this, and that's it. And that's all I've got time for. I stood in the rain on Thursday, and we rode around the racetrack on Thursday, stood in the rain. Friday, you know, he did a great job, lost by a couple inches today. I know he was bummed out about that, but, you know, I think as you look at that, you know, I got to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and take him to race two more. So, you know, it's really helped my enthusiasm for racing in general, because I see his excitement towards, you know, the things that we're doing together. And there's really just, you know, we aren't going to go play basketball or baseball or anything like that, because it's just, you know, it's not something that we can go do and kind of be in our little corner of, you know, in our own trailer and kind of keep ourselves distance from everybody else. But seeing not only Keelan, but seeing the enthusiasm that those that those young kids have for trying to learn how to race and being at the racetrack and being around and watching the other kids and their dads and interacting, you know, from dad to driver and just see his progression and the way that he's tuned with you know, what's going on has been a lot of fun for me. So it's actually just really kind of made me focus on just more. There's more time that I think about racing. You know, it's not just here, it's there. And I think that that's, you know, basically what my whole life has been around. And there was a time period there where you're like, man, I don't want him to race. I don't want him to, you know, to do this. And then you see that step back into go-karts. And I remember all the great times that we had at the racetrack. And now you're experiencing those things. And you've got mom as a family. And it's really reminded me, you know, how great racing is and how much of a family sport it really is. So it's been fun.